Welcome to another edition of the Dementia Care Partner Talk Show. Now, here's dementia care expert Tifa Snow and your host, Greg Phelps.
Want to know what Tifa's dream is? Help us reach 30K in 30 days for Tifa's nonprofit Snow Approach Foundation, located in Hillsboro, North Carolina. Visit GoFundMe.com and search for Snow Approach, or go to tifasnow.info/30days.
This podcast is brought to you by Tover, the creators of the Tover Tobble. The Tover Tobble promotes more joyful social connections for seniors living with dementia through its wide range of interactive games. Developed with seniors and care professionals, Tover Tobble's games are designed to suit different stages of dementia and times of day. Discover more about the Tover Tobble and the power of purposeful play at www.tover.care/US.
Hello and welcome to Tifa Snow's Dementia Care Partners podcast. I'm your host, Greg Phelps, along with Tifa Snow. And Tifa, I must ask, what is diving into dementia? I mean, can't I just stick my toe in? What if I can't swim? Can I get some swimming lessons here? You know, we have talked about training in the past, and I asked what happens if I train my staff and they all leave. And I'll never forget your response. You said, what happens if you don't train them and they stay? That was kind of cutting.
That's kind of cutting, isn't it? But it's the reality of if you don't know what you're doing and you say that you have a building where you know what you're doing and you're caring for people. I don't know how to break this to anybody, but I view that as lying. That's a lie. And if you haven't really tested people's abilities and could indicate, here's their skill set, here's their knowledge set, here's their awareness set, I think we're out and out lying about what we're delivering if we can't use evidence to say, here's what they can do, here's what they do know, here's what abilities they have. And what I'd say with diving into dementia, I think for both family members and providers, I think all too often, by the time we recognize what we're dealing with is a dementia and not just aging and not just maybe illness and not just being in an unfamiliar place, but truly brain change, what ends up happening is people assume the problem is the person who's living with brain change, not in how we're doing what we're doing. And so I don't know any other way but to throw you in the deep end of the pool, because that's where you are. I mean, it's not like I can have you dip your toe in, because the person is in the pool and they're drowning in our lack of ability and lack of awareness and lack of knowledge.
The pandemic sort of threw a wrench into things, because we had been making progress where you could actually sort of see there was a group knowledge coming along. And then I don't know what happened. I don't know where all those people went, but now we have sort of a fresh group. And sometimes I think these ones are a little more detached. Maybe it's an age thing, or maybe it's just me getting old. I don't know, but it's just not quite where we were before.
And I would absolutely agree. I think we've lost so much ground. I think we've lost ground culturally, which is really scary, because I think we've gone back to some ideas about dementia and what some of the symptoms are versus that symptom is caused simply by the dementia versus that symptom is being caused by a combination of factors. Yes, the dementia, but also my behavior, also the environment, also the time of day or the timing of that event compared to other activities, and also like who that person was and what we're asking of them compared to, you know, who's around and what they know. So I think, I definitely seen that we are not where we were as a culture, not us, but, you know, in general, I would say the bigger culture of dementia care, when I see the advertisements I see, when I see the reports I see, when I see the issues I see being raised, it's a lot about funding, it's a lot about reimbursement, it's a lot about behaviors all over again. And it's a lot about, can it be okay if we do this kind of thing? And it's like, well, no, it sounds like convenience again, not skill. So, it's, you know, I think we've got to help people, because where they were with the pandemic, was really intense for a long time. And I think we are not out of the recovery period yet, frankly.
I think we're sort of, we've gone from caring to coping, and now we have to move that, you know, we got to move the ball again.
Well, I would say even enduring, Greg, not even coping, I would call it enduring, because coping to me always, you know, I guess it's negative coping, but it's that
treading
sense
water.
Of I'm not coping. I'm just going down. And, you know, there weren't answers for the longest time. I had to keep my person home. I had to place them. I had to not see them. I wasn't allowed to go in the hospital. Whatever happened, happened. We needed to use drugs. We couldn't get close. We couldn't do the care. I mean, there were all kinds of messages that were being sent, solid, hard messages, 6 feet, 6 feet, keep them in their rooms, don't let people gather, you know, keep the masks on. If they can't keep their masks on, they can't come out. You know, no, we can't bring people together. It's too risky. And it's like what we ignored, we are now paying a price for, because people endured the unendurable. They were asked to not care at a level that I don't think you can not care when you're a family member or a staff member that's deeply involved. And so we're still, I think that was stressful. That was traumatic. And I think we're still in recovery, because some people I think have moved into, I don't do care. I just do the work. That's what I do. And I think other people are still like, oh, wow, that shouldn't be that way. And we're not sure where we all are, I think, frankly.
If anybody hasn't noticed, the audio is kind of garbled on this in a couple of spots, and it's because Tipa is in an airport. So that tells me that Tipa is off somewhere and going to do some in-person training, because that's one of the things that we missed during the pandemic. But we did get better at Zoom, but there's nothing quite like that in-person, touchy-feely, practice.
Yeah. And I think we did master a lot of skills and rehearsals, and we showed videos, but that's not the same as driving the plane or driving the car or knowing the conversation and doing it and practicing it and getting feedback from somebody who's very knowledgeable. And yeah, we're back to that. So it does mean I'm sitting in airports again and dealing with, you know, challenging my own challenges, and which means sometimes you'll be dealing with my challenges too. But if we want to keep up communication and building skill, we're going to have to figure out again how to cope in a positive way with stuff. And that it's not always easy, Greg. You know, it's not.
So you have a conference coming up. Are there still tickets available for this? Because the first one was really great. And then the second one, did that one get canceled, or did we get two in before the cancellation?
Let's see. Let me remember. You know, it's a good question. I think we got two in. And then I think the next one was canceled. Well, no, we did it virtually. And then we did a hybrid. And then we did another hybrid. And now this one's going to be, in person and hybrid. We are still offering the hybrid option, because much as we realize in-person is preferred by a lot of people, the reality is we have people all around the world who join us, and people who maybe don't have transportation issues to get them where they want to be. So, you know, we got lots of choices here this time.
Rather than get you to explain the whole upcoming conference, there is information on the website. I know it's back in Carolina again.
It's in North Carolina near Raleigh-Durham, and it's in November. Instead of being Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, though, it's going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But we'll have to go to the website, because it knows more than I do. Clearly, I'm in an airport with, you know, going to Pennsylvania here. What do I know?
Tipa, thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg.
If people want more information, you can always go to the website. And you have been listening to the Dementia Care Partners podcast, brought to you by Positive Approach to Care. The website, tipasnow.com.